Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've got Professor Kobbi Michael on the line. He's a senior researcher at the INSS, the Institute for National Security Studies, and the MISGOV Institute. Professor Kobbi Michael, thanks for chatting to me here on Hi FM.
Thank you for having me. Happy Hanukkah.
That's an interesting wish at this time of the year. It's been one hell of a 24 hours, thank you. Professor, from a security analysis perspective, I guess my question to you is how do attacks on Jewish communities differ when they are committed by lone wolves as opposed to organized networks? And I guess I'm making a whole lot of assumptions in this question because we don't actually know what exactly happened in Bondi. Maybe you know more than we do.
I'm not sure that it is really important to understand or to know all the details right now, because this is not the issue. The issue is what is eventually the climate, what is the atmosphere in Australia and in other Western countries when it comes to the Jews, when it comes to the state of Israel, to the idea of anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism, and anti-Israel. I think that what we saw yesterday in Australia is a reflection or an outcome of the Australian policy, of the Australian attitude with regard to radical Islamism and with regard to radical progressivism, and mainly when it comes to the very bizarre green-red alliance between both. I think that what we saw yesterday in Australia, which was horrifying, is not something that surprised. Look what is going there in the campuses in the United States. Look what is going there in the streets of Berlin, London, Paris, and all the other European capitals. And you will find the same phenomenon. The idea that the Western countries lost any control over immigration of radical Muslims that bring all of their problems and their attitude and their extremism to the hosting countries, that they have no intention to be assimilated to these societies, that they do not respect the hospitality of these countries, but they come in order to Islamize these countries. These are the outcomes. When the West does not support Israel in its war against the ultimate reflection of this radical Islamism, be it Hamas, Hezbollah, or Iran, but on the contrary, criticizes Israel and supports the calls for globalizing the Intifada and from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and so on and so forth. These are the outcomes. So now the Jews are the victims, but the Jews will not remain there as the sole and the only victims. All the others, which are considered infidels in the eyes of these radicals, will be the next in line.
I hear you. I just think they have succeeded in spreading their propaganda in ways that are just nothing short of astounding. I think the most obvious insanity for me is something like Gays for Palestine, where they wouldn't live 10 minutes in Gaza before being killed, and yet they're marching down Fifth Avenue in support. And this then is borne out by a statement by somebody like Khaled Mashal on Thursday or Friday last week, when he said that up to 51% of students at American campuses are supportive of Hamas. How did we land at this point?
What eventually we hear from Khaled Mashal and from other Hamas leaders, it's something that has been repeatedly said and announced. And by the way, all of these Hamas leaders, as well as Hamas as a terror organization, as a religious movement. All of these are supported by Turkey and Qatar. And unfortunately, the American president glorifies Turkey and Qatar and empowers both, and he perceives both as very crucial players in the new order of the Middle East, including the day after in the Gaza Strip. And this is a huge mistake. Qatar, and mainly Qatar, but not only Turkey as well, but Qatar eventually is very deeply involved in all the Western countries, trying to increase its influence on the media, on the policy decision makers, on the elites, by using its money. And they eventually, those who support the Muslim Brotherhood, which are the ultimate reflection of the radical Islamism in these countries, in the Western countries. So and Iran, of course, is behind the scenes as well, and I will not be surprised if the father and the son that executed the horrifying terror attack yesterday in Australia were supported in this way or another, directly or indirectly, by Iran or by Qatar. Because if they were indoctrinated in a cultural religious center in Sydney, which is supported by Qatar or by Iran, it means that Qatar or Iran eventually are behind this terror attack. And I will not be surprised if this is eventually will be the end result. I still have no information about that, but I know that the Iranians and the Qatarians are playing a very significant role in this regard.
Prof, a final question for you this morning. What message would you give to Jewish communities outside of Israel this morning?
First of all, to take responsibility upon themselves and to take care independently for their security. Secondly, not to stop pressuring the governments of the countries that they live in order to provide the security, because this is the responsibility of the country. And thirdly, I think that they have to, I would say, to think about the idea of their possible future in these countries. I'm not sure that under the current circumstances, it is going to be better, it is going to be improved. And this maybe is the time to recalculate or to reconsider where is their actual place or where is their safe place should be.
Professor Kobi Michael, thank you for chatting to us on Chai FM this morning.
Thank you for having me.